I see. Did you ever have any trouble with dogs, taking pieces of clothing out of your, neighbors or anything?
Stray dog?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they come around here once in a while, stray dog.
And do they ever attack mailmen or anything?
Yeah, once a foxhound, they got a place up here the foxhound holds on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Once a dog.
Sometimes they attack people and...
They hurt them?
Sometimes. No, they don't. Yeah, then he's over there, George. See, down there in that cupboard. Yeah. They said it did.
I don't know about that.
What do they do? Just, I don't know what to do to them. They said it was awful mean and bite people.
They often do that? Have they done it a lot?
No, it's not done a lot. Not so much now like it used to be. It used to be awful bad, too.
And people used to go through and, and the dog, and to get bitten a lot or something?
Since they've got having so many mad dogs, people call it a dog pond when these stray dogs come and let them come and get them.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody around here ever, has a mad dog ever gotten near them or anything?
Not that I know of.
Well, let me see. Well, what do you call, your cows and stuff? What do you call the male cows? Just,
Bull?
Bull or, anything else? Or stock cow? Or?
Yeah, they call them stock cows.
Most of them call them bull.
Uh-huh. Is there any really polite words you use, when you...
Not that I know of.
Or, let me see. And
male cow, they call them male cow.
And what other kind of animals do you use for really heavy work on a farm? Do you have any other kinds?
No.
Like
other than horses and mules.
Uh-huh. How many mules do you have?
We have one mule.
Got one mule and a horse.
Mm-hmm. If you had two, did you ever have two mules? A team or something?
I don't now. Uh-huh. I've got two old tandems.
Yeah, uh-huh. And what would that be? It wouldn't be a team of mules, would it?
Yes, it'd be a team.
Would it be a team?
Yeah.
I thought four was a team.
No, two's a team.
Two's a team, or pairs?
Mule and a horse, or two mules or two horses,
uh-huh.
A team.
That's a team, or a pair too, I guess.
That's what they call a team.
A team.
And a one to sing on.
Oh, I see. Okay, and your animals. You said you're talking about your cow. And does the cow ever have any babies at all?
Or yeah.
You breed it a lot.
Well, we just let the male and the female together.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any is the cow breeding now or anything like?
Well, I don't know whether they're out there breeding now. There's some of them done bred and.
Mm-hmm. They have?
They have little baby calves.
Uh-huh. And what do you call it when the cow has the calf? Do you say, what's the phrase you use? Do you say she's going to calve, or you say she's going to drop a calf, or what?
Yes, she's going to drop a calf.
Uh-huh. And what about horses?
They're the same way, but we ain't got none to... Oh, we call that foaling.
Uh-huh, that's foaling. Okay, do you have different kinds or anything?
Well, my son's got some horses here.
And what do you call female horses?
Mares.
And male horses are?
Studs.
Or anything else? A stallion or?
Yeah.
Stallion, stud deal.
One of them that's been and worked on is a stallion, ain't it?
All right.
I guess so.
Did you ever get to